Joining us now, what we think is an absolute lock for the All-Australian defence, is Daniel Talia. Daniel, welcome.
Thanks, Biggs. Thanks, Rory. Thanks for having me on.
Now, big week for the footy club, actually, big 2 weeks as you build into the finals. You're back there again after winning a final last year. What are the expectations that you take into this final series?
Oh, we want to win. You know, we want to win the whole thing, and that's what we expect to do. So, although we're starting from outside the top four, we feel like we've played good footy all year and pretty confident against those top sides that we've beaten. You know, North, Sydney, GWS, these guys that we're likely to face the first couple of weeks, we've beaten them. So, yeah, we can do it again for sure.
Is an element of disappointment you have to get over, first of all, after a disappointing performance against West Coast?
Yeah, it certainly was. I think I'm over it by now, you know, three days post-game or 4 days or whatever it is. But, yeah, the first 24 to 48 hours always hurts after a loss, and especially in a big game like that where, you know, individually I probably had a bit of a shocker and the team was, you know, well below par as well. So, yeah, it's really disappointing, and you got to move on, review it, look at the areas of why it happened, and, you know, be a man and move on and make up for it in the next game you play.
Well, I'm clearly not a man, Tails. I haven't moved on. You need a mentor, man. I'm trying to. We had Dom Pike on, and he half inspired me to move on. You're confident you got the game plan to stand up against sides like Geelong, who have clearly beaten you twice this year, and what West Coast did, where they closed down your time and space?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you look at the games we've lost, it's been, you know, two pretty clear areas that we've been beaten in the contest and outworked in a lot of those games. And they've been strengths of ours all year. Yeah. That's been part of our game plan all year. And in the games we've lost, that's where we were beaten. So we can fix those two things up, and they're simple things. They're mindset things. Yeah, we can beat anyone. So we've showed we can do it this year, and we just got to keep believing and, yeah, attack September like we know we can.
Is there a sense of excitement around the place? You've got a lot of young players. You had seven in the 22 under 22 in that squad. They must be really looking forward to attacking, for some of them, their first final series.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those young guys have been amazing this year and taking their games to new levels. You know, guys that come to mind are Rory Atkins, Gov, these type of players who have become really good players and consistent and played every week. So a lot of those guys did play finals last year, which is going to hold them in good stead come this year. And there's a couple like Jake Lever and, I can't remember who else out of that seven, but a couple of young guys that will be looking forward to getting in their first final series and tasting what September's like.
Now, you're on the plane. You're off to the All-Australian tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be over there for the dinner tomorrow night, so I'm hoping I get picked, but I'm, yeah, still pretty nervous.
I hope I get in, mate. But you've been an All-Australian before, so how do they notify you? You won't know till the night, just for those...
Yeah, you don't find out till the night, so I think you get invited to the dinner, and then they call it a 22 when you're there, so... yeah, we'll find out tomorrow night, and hopefully I'm in.
Yeah, we've had a ripping year. We just interviewed Taylor Walker, and Bix called that little thing on his head a what? A
quiff.
Well, what's Tails got? There's half a quiff there.
No, he's...
There's a half a quiff there.
I think that's... Or you're just your run-of-the-mill sort of half on-trend haircut.
What do you call this bit here hanging down?
Ask Daniel.
What do you ask for when
you get a haircut? What do you ask for?
Just short back and sides, so, and leave length on the top. But Texas is doing a fair bit, isn't it? He's got a bit of a September haircut, so yeah, a bit of a show off Texas. We all know that.
Well, Tails, we're that proud of you, mate. All the best for tomorrow, and all the best for the finals.
Thanks,
and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bix. Cheers. Thanks for having me. Cheers.